Travis Scott, Morgan Wallen hit Billboard Music Awards stage after executive producer Diddy said he's on Canceling the Cancelled. By Breitbart News on May 16, 2022. Travis Scott and Morgan Wallen made controversial returns on the Billboard Music Awards stage on Sunday, while Mary J. Blige was honored for her musical excellence. Wallen performed in his first major award show after he was caught on camera more than a year ago using a racial slur. After not receiving a verbal introduction, the country star sat alongside his four-piece band and performed Don't Think Jesus Then his chart-topping Wasted on You, a single from his popular project Dangerous, the double album. Shortly after his performance, rapper Pusha T presented Wallen with the Top Country Artist Award. I want to say, thank God. And thanked my fans. I got the best damn fans, said Wallen, who acknowledged his mother for accompanying him as his date to show. He also thanked for Billboard for inviting him. He did not mention last year's incident, which once found the disgraced singer rebuked by the music industry. Thank you to my little boy, he continued. You inspire me every single day. Scott made his first televised performance since a massive crowd surge killed 10 people and injured thousands at his Astroworld Festival in Houston in November last year. The rapper performed his single Mafia in an icy, polar-themed set with heavily censored lyrics. Sean Diddy Combs, who executive produced the broadcast, announced Scott's performance in the days leading up to the show. Mary J. Blige received the Icon Award for being an influential music maker. The singer, known as the Queen of Hip-Hop Soul, was presented the award by Janet Jackson and escorted on stage by Sean Diddy Combs, who emceed the show, which was broadcasted live on NBC from the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas. Blige said she was in a dream right now after she received the honor. She spoke about the journey of becoming an icon not being an easy feat during her stellar career. I've been on this journey for a long time, one that didn't always look the way you see me now, one that is filled with a lot of heartache and pain, she said. But God helped me to channel those experiences and emotions in my music, which is where I started in music. Blige was honored through a video montage with appearances from Queen Latifah, Gabrielle Union and Taraji P. Henson. Previous award recipients include Prince, Steve Wonder, Mariah Carey, Neil Diamond, Jennifer Lopez, Garth Brooks, Pink, Celine Dion, and Janet Jackson. I was ghetto fabulous and I still am, said Blige, whose Dr. Dre produced single Family Affair topped the Billboard Hot 100 in 2001 and had four number one albums on the Billboard 200. So ghetto and so fabulous and people were threatened by that. Now, everybody wants to be ghetto fabulous. Maxwell paid homage to Michael Jackson's Thriller in a performance that celebrated the 40th anniversary of the King of Pop's 1982 album. The singer took the stage with sparkling black gloves and a jacket before he performed the heartfelt jam The Lady in My Life. Combs honored activist Tamika Mallory with the Revolt Black Excellence Award. He applauded Mallory's efforts as an organizer of the Women's March in 2017, being an advocate for gun control and supporter of the Black Lives Matter movement. You fight for us on the front lines, and we just have to pay so much respect for you, Queen, Combs said before calling her fearless. After hearing Combs' gracious remarks, Mallory was almost moved to tears. She then took the opportunity to bring up the deadly mass shooting Saturday that left 10 dead in Buffalo, New York. The white gunman was arrested on a murder charge after the supermarket attack, in what police called a hate crime, where most of the victims were black. While they arrested the person who did the killing, they haven't arrested the hate, Mallory said. They haven't arrested the harm and the pain. And if you are not doing anything at this time, you're actually doing something by being silent. I ask you tonight, get involved, fight for justice. Earlier, Drake was named top artist, male artist, rap male artist and rap album for Certified Lover Boy. The rapper extended his record as the most decorated winner in the history of the award show with 34 wins. Olivia Rodrigo and Kanye West, known as Ye, won 6 awards during a non-televised ceremony. Rodrigo was awarded Best New Artist. Ye made his mark in the faith-based categories. Again, the rapper won Top Christian Artist for the first time, but he claimed Top Gospel Artist and Gospel Song for a third year in a row. He also received Top Gospel Album for the second time. The Kid LAROI became a first-time winner, taking home awards for his song Stay with Justin Bieber, whose Billboard Music Awards win count rose to 26. Doja Cat came away with 4 awards. She won Top R&B Artist and R&B Female Artist for the second consecutive year, along with Top R&B Album and Female Artist. Taylor Swift, who has the second most ever award show wins with 29, won 4 awards. Bad Bunny received 2 wins, while R&B duo Silk Sonic, comprised of Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak, won their first ever award for Top R&B Song for Leave the Door Open. Emiriana Kopany showed some nervousness after receiving the Changemaker Award for her community efforts in the Flint water crisis that began in 2014. The now 14-year-old Kopany, known as Little Miss Flint, often burst into laughter while reading the teleprompter on stage. "I don't do the work for accolades and clout," Kopany said. "I do it for the kids back home in Flint that are still being poisoned by the water," she continued. She was presented the award by Teyana Taylor. Becky G, who released the album SK Miz on Friday, performed Baile Con Mi Ex in her hit song Mam Ie, which topped the Billboard's Hot Latin Songs chart. Ed Sheeran delivered a remote performance from Northern Ireland, where he is on tour. Other acts who took the stage include Miranda Lambert, Megan Thee Stallion and Grammy Awards darling Silk Sonic.